Would you open your Bible to Psalm 23? Psalm 23, a couple of goals that I have for today. One, I want us to make worship approachable for our babies. Can I get an amen on that? I want to make leading your family in worship approachable for you. I want to give you an opportunity to just see how simple and genuine it can be to just open the Word together with the people you love the most, the people that God has entrusted into your life and in your care. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. And he guides me along the right paths, bringing honor to his name. And even when I walk through the darkest valley, I'll not be afraid, for you're close beside me. Your rod and your staff, they protect me, they comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessing. Surely your goodness and your unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I love it. I love Psalm 23. The hard part is that's not the way that I always read it when I was a kid. I've been using the New Living Translation in our every word all year. And yet when you come to Psalm 23, my heart goes back to the way I always heard it before. I pulled out, you won't recognize this, but I pulled out our Bible. This morning, our Bible. Maybe you remember this. When we first, our very first gathering for worship in this new place, in this new home, was to read through the Bible from cover to cover. And this is the Bible we used. And each person who would read for 15 minutes at a time would then sign their name at the end of their block of text that they had read. And Alan Come, I was telling Alan Come read Psalm 23 for us that day because we wanted the Lord to know that our hearts were set on him, yeah? We wanted the Lord to know that, Lord, we want your word to rule the day. We want your word to be the foundation on which everything is done. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is a both and psalm. This is a psalm for right now, and this is a psalm for forever. Did you notice? The Lord is my shepherd. Not that the Lord will someday be my shepherd. No, the Lord is my shepherd. What more can I want? This is a psalm for today, but it's also a psalm for forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And my testimony will be that God was always with me, that God never left me and has never forsaken me, that there's never been a day that I spent outside of his presence. Although I prayed with a friend earlier this morning, Lord, we know it in our heads, but would you help us know it in our bones that you're with us, that you're with us. It's a psalm for now, but it's also a psalm for forever. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, it's Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day weekend, and on Memorial Day weekend, we recognize, we acknowledge, we remember the sacrifice on our behalf of all those people who have laid down their lives so that we could live the life that we have now. But it's come also to be a time not only of remembering those who laid down their life in the service of our country, also it's become sort of the de facto day that we remember all the people that we've loved and lost. When you go and you visit the graves and you put out the flowers and you just remember. And some of those remembrances, some of those remembrances bring a smile and some bring a tear. And Psalm 23 is present in almost every funeral that we ever have. And yet I say that Psalm 23 is not just a psalm to die with, it's a psalm to live with. And so I want to invite you into this, and I want to give you a context for it. I don't know if you know this, but when our kiddos are back in Kidman, when they're back there, and maybe you've seen on the t-shirts or maybe you've heard it spoken about, the orange curriculum, the idea that the church brings the red, right, the blood of Jesus, and the home brings the yellow, the light, the sunshine, the love, the warmth, and you put the red and the yellow together and you get orange, right? Well, part of the goal in all that, let me just read this to you. All the preschoolers, we long for them to come away with three simple but powerful truths. And here's how it says it right on the orange website. It says, God made me, God loves me, and Jesus wants to be my friend forever. God made me, God loves me, and God wants to be my friend forever. Doesn't have to be any more complicated than that, does it? Just to recognize the work of God, the hand of God, the presence of God. God made me. God loves me. God wants to be my friend forever. As you go forward, it says this. As you get up into elementary and you begin to really get to the place where our kiddos can begin to take it in, to understand it, and to apply it to their lives. These ideas. I need to make the wise choice to trust God no matter what. I need to make the wise choice to trust God no matter what. And isn't that what you long to see in your kid's life? I will live out God's story so that others can see and know who Jesus is. I want to trust God to transform me into who I need to become. Because God knows me even better than I know myself. True? This last week has been hard and horrible for kids. And that idea that there were kids that a mom couldn't quite get to quickly enough, that a dad couldn't stand in between harm. And me. And it's in those times, I mean, isn't it the cry of your heart that your kids would come to know Jesus, to be the one who will hold them in his arms? That our kids would come to know a simple faith, the childlike faith and trust. And so as we talk through this today, as we talk through Psalm 23, I would like for us to just have an opportunity to say, what does it mean to say, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Jesus talked about that. Jesus said of himself, he said, I'm the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. In fact, there's one place where Jesus says, fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I was watching as our kids were worshiping with us. Oh, man. Do you remember when we used to do that down at the old place? And the kids would come and they would be worshiping, and all the we would all be like, oh, please don't do anything to embarrass me, right? But every now and then, kids just get a little carried away, right? And they just begin to move with the music. And I love seeing these precious little girls who've been taught how to dance and how to move, and instead just offering that to the Lord, just offering it to the Lord. Lord, you are my shepherd. You are my shepherd. To see children with their hands raised. I don't know if they know what that means. I'm not sure I know what it means. But there are times I just want to lift my hands to the Lord. Times I just want to move before him. What does it mean to say, the Lord is my shepherd? Let me read you something that Jesus had to say about that. Don't be afraid, little flock. I love that he talks to me that way, don't you? Don't you love that he talks to you? Don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great joy, great happiness to give you the kingdom. Jesus told a story about a man who had 100 sheep, right? And he lost one. And nothing would do except that that shepherd would go and he would seek and search until he found that one. And then having found it, put it on his shoulders and come back to the rest and call all his friends and say, rejoice with me. This one that was lost is now found. And there's great rejoicing, great rejoicing. What does it mean to say the Lord is my shepherd? Jesus was talking and he said this. He said, I am the good shepherd. It's in John chapter 10. I am the good shepherd and my sheep hear my voice and they know me and I know them. The good shepherd about whom it says, I'm the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. I am the good shepherd and I know my own sheep and they know me just as my Father knows me, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And I love it when he says, I have other sheep also that are not of this fold. There are more yet to come. There are more people. There are more people for whom God the Father sent his Son. And oh, when they come home, we love to see them come. The Lord is my shepherd. What more could I possibly want? And you may be saying, well, there are several things I could want, Rusty. There are several things I could want. And if you get me started, I can make you a pretty long list. It's like that place where it says God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. But I have a pretty active imagination, right? Let me frame it for you this way. Whatever life has in store for you, whatever it is, the great joys, even the deep sadnesses, would you rather face those with your shepherd or without? The Lord is my shepherd. And no matter what I face in life, the Lord is my shepherd. And no matter what comes my way, the Lord is my shepherd. And he is able to make everything work together for his good and for his glory in my life. If I just give my life to him, the Lord is my shepherd. What more can I want? The Lord is my shepherd. What more can I want? He leads me and he renews me and he restores me and he fills me. Oh, precious ones, what would it look like for your life to be marked with the... I just wrote these things down. It just doesn't have to be complicated. What does it look like? He lets me rest. He makes me rest. What would that look like for you? For you who have been laboring and heavy laden, to have Jesus say, you'll find rest for your soul. He leads me. He guides me. Have you ever found yourself not knowing where to go next? Not knowing where to turn? Not knowing what is the next right thing? He leads me. Not only does he lead me, he instructs me in his ways. He guides me in his paths. He restores my soul. Boy, that idea, the restoration of soul on Memorial Day weekend, the restoration of soul in a time that is set aside for recollection and remembrance. He restores my soul. He renews my soul. And it says this, I will not be afraid. My life has been marked too many times for too many days by too much fear. I would guess maybe that's part of your story too. I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid, even if, even when, even though I walk through the valley of deep darkness and long shadows, even the valley of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Why? Because thou art with me. Because you are my shepherd. Because there's never a day that I've spent outside your presence. Yeah? You prepare a feast before me in the presence of my enemies. You feed my soul. Even in dark and hard places, even in places where people misunderstand my heart, even in places where people misunderstand my life, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows. God has been so, so good. So good. Somebody said once that the sheepdogs of heaven, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Goodness and mercy. The sheepdogs of heaven, the ones that nip at the heels, the ones that keep herding me back to God's ways. The goodness of God, the mercy of God, the loving kindness of God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell. I will abide. I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me for a minute? And I want to invite you into something truly. It's so simple. But can you embrace those words? God made me. God loves me. God wants to be my friend forever. Do you know the truth of that? Do you know the simple, childlike truth of that? God made me. God loves me. God wants to be my friend forever. Do you know the truth that says, I will follow Jesus because he knows me better than I know myself? Do you know the truth of that? Father, sometimes I don't even know what it is I'm afraid of. I just know I live in fear. Father, sometimes I don't even know what it is that causes that anxiety, that fear, that shame to well up, Lord. I just know it's there. But Lord, you know me better than I know myself. And so, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I cast my care on you because you care for me. How about this one? I trust what Jesus did to transform me into who I need to become. What is God at work to do in you? What is God molding and shaping in you? Who is God drawing out in you, calling up in you? What is God whispering in your ear? Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we offer ourselves to you. Is that your heart? Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you knowing that we need you, that I need you. Father, that my friends who are 5 or 55, that we need you. And Lord, we call on you. We call on you, Father, for the forgiveness and for the guidance and for the redirection of our lives to become the people you've called us to be.